Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the prayer for our own beloved dead, we pray to Jesus, whose heart was always troubled by the sorrows of others. We pray him to hear our cries of mercy and grant to those whom he has called from our homes and hearts that they may soon enjoy everlasting rest in the home of heaven. There is a prayer, there is a burial of one of my family members today in Finland, and today I say prayers for my family that this sad reunion might happen in the marks of calm and respect, the union of rest and not of passion. It happens too often in our worldly society that in the face of death, the soul of the deceased one is forgotten because of the worries, anxieties, or the overly grief of those who have left behind. There was once a politician in my hometown whose children were so divided in strifes that when their father died, there were two obituaries published in the local paper. So filled were the children with hatred to each other that they could not be fit even in the same obituary, not to mention the funeral. Dear faithful, a follower of our Lord is never either afraid or have contempt towards death. For Christ's follower, death is always like rest, a calling from God, from this troublesome world, calling his servant home to collect his reward. In the scriptures, God's calling for his troops is numerous times done by sounding the trumpets, and you can see that in our mass sequence as well. The prophet Isaiah says, "All ye inhabitants of the world who dwell on the earth, when the sign shall be lifted up on the mountains, you shall see and you shall hear the sound of the trumpet. For thus saith the Lord to me, I will take my rest and consider in my place." And God wants this calling of ours to be a day of happiness, not the joy of fierce judgment, as it will be for sinners. This coming Wednesday, when our reverend deacon will be ordained to priesthood, he too is called by the bishop to present himself to be promoted to priesthood, to the servitude of God. And he answers to this call with the single Latin word, ad sum, or I am here. This word is used many times in the Bible. For example, when God calls Jacob to live in Egypt with his son Joseph, Jacob answers, "Behold, here I am," or "Ecce ad sum." The death of a servant of God is always filled with happiness, for his great rest is now about to start. There's a very touching narrative of a death of a virtuous man in an old British Victorian novel named The Newcomes. The novel tells the story of Colonel Thomas Newcome, a virtuous and upstanding character. And when the book reaches his deathbed, it tells us, "The days went on, and our hopes, raised sometimes, began to flicker and fail. One evening, the colonel left his chair for his bed in pretty good spirits, but passed a disturbed night, and the next morning was too weak to rise. Then he remained in his bed, and his friends visited him there. Thomas Newcome began to wonder more and more. The patient's voice sank into faint murmurs. Only a moan now and then announced that he was not asleep. At the usual evening hour, the chapel bell began to toll, and Thomas Newcome's hands outside the bed feebly beat time. And just as the last bell struck, a peculiar sweet smile shone over his face, and he lifted up his head a little and quickly said, 'Adsum,' and fell back. It was the word we used at school when names were called, and lo, he whose heart was as that of a little child had answered to his name and stood in the presence of the Master." Dear faithful and dear children, as the school bell calls you to start your day in school, one day a big giant trumpet will call you to rest, calls you by name to present you in front of your heavenly Master. And he is the same Master you serve and venerate every day in the Holy Mass. Children, have you ever wondered why of all the numerous churches in Greater Cincinnati area, your parents bring you to this very church? For example, in Covington, Kentucky, there's the St. Mary's Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption, a huge church with beautiful murals, pipe organs, and artwork, much bigger than our St. Gertrude the Great Church. But, dear children, if God does not live in that church, it might just as well not to exist at all. On the final day of this world, that great basilica will crumble down to ashes. But all those faithful servants of God will be called to heavenly city, where they enjoy their eternal rest, and which will remain and stand forever. And both you children and you adults, that you can answer the call of God to his heavenly kingdom, that is the only thing which truly matters in this world of tears. In your life, man can achieve pretty much everything he wants. He can have a big house, many great and powerful friends, big and fast cars, season tickets to sports events, and millions of dollars in the bank account. But if he, when he is called by God from this world, if he is counted as one of the doomed goats, it would be better if he had never been born. His life has been total waste. But conversely, in this life, your life can be total misery. You can be dirt poor, constantly troubled by illness, and mocked and despised by everyone around you. But if you live your life in the worship of Almighty True God, He will give you the reward which is due to all His servants. And you, when you are counted as one of the saints, everyone can see that your life was a great success. Your life was filled with God's mercy. And in order to be counted as one of God's valuable sheep, you need to live a good life, working full time for the glory of God, until He calls you by name to enjoy rest in your heavenly home. So make a good use of your life, that your loved ones can say, when you have died, that you were worthy. In this life, the question is often asked, especially when a rich man dies, what was he worth? What was he worth in property, stocks, bonds, insurance, bank accounts? Dear faithful, when you die, you might not possess any of these, but the virtuous man is worth more than all the big and wealthy families in the world put together. When one virtuous servant of God died, it was asked, well, what was he worth? He was worth the world to me, answered his mother. He was a good boy and an attentive and thoughtful son in my old age. He was worth everything to me, replied his wife. He had his faults, but he was loving and selfless to me. He was worth a lot to me, said one of his sons, speaking for the others. He took me fishing when I was small. He was always interested in what I was doing. He was worth a great deal to us, responded one of his daughters. He heard my prayers and made us feel that we were his little princesses. He was worth a lot to me, answered his pastor. He could always be counted on to do his duty and more. He gave his heart and hands to the service of God. He was worth a lot to me, replied one of his neighbors. He was always willing to help out, always ready with a smile and cheering word. And finally answered God Himself, he was worth a lot to me. And then he welcomed this multimillionaire into heaven. May Almighty God one day call you and all your departed dear ones into heaven, when you with one voice will answer him, Ecce adsum, behold, here I am. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.